Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammāsambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ dhammaṃ saṅghaṃ namassāmi. I thought I'd say a little bit about mindfulness of breathing as a meditation object. So, this talks about Buddha is often a good practice for the thinkers amongst us. And Anapanasati, mindfulness of breathing, is often a good one for people who are very sensitive or feeling people. Strength of the practice of Anapanasati is that we can breathe through our feelings, calm our feelings, make our feelings peaceful. In doing so, we make them more sensitive. Actually, we calm down the noise, so to speak, and then we notice the kind of deeper movements. We get deeper into our feelings. We're able to discern things through our feelings, know what's going on, be clear, feel clearly, so to speak. So, Ajahn Chah recommended we do this is that we begin by noticing the breath at three points. As we breathe in, we notice breath first at the nose tip, and then in the chest, and then in the belly. And then as we breathe out, we notice it going back to the chest and out through the nose. So we watch it like this, breathing in and out, noticing it at these three points, first of all. So we get a kind of whole body sense for the breath. And then when we've done this, up the hang of this, then what can often happen is that the breath becomes quite subtle and shallow, and then the best place to watch the breath is at the nose tip. It's the most sensitive place to watch it. So if we don't move to this point, then we can lose the breath altogether. So we place our attention here, and principally but also our attention or our awareness can notice the movement in towards the chest and the belly. So we're opening or expanding this small area of awareness at the nose tip to include the whole body. So rather than the mind moving in and out with the breath, then as we breathe in, then the mind expands, our attention, area of attention expands from just being a small area at the nose tip to opening up to include the whole body. This kind of thing, that final one is quite advanced, so often we try that too early, this opening up of attention, then we can lose the breath again. We can just return our attention to the nose tip in order to re-establish our concentration. And then over time, if we get good at this, we're watching the air element, aren't we? As we're doing this, so the air element becomes quite pronounced in our mind. This can make us feel very light and get a sense of lightness, a very pleasant lightness coming into the mind. So all the heaviness can go out of the body, kinds of feelings. And then also the air element is very much linked to the space element. Air is in space, isn't it? So this is obvious outside, and we see in the space of the room is full of air. Air and space together. We can also sense this inside, or we can So getting in contact with the air like this, we're breathing in and out, we can also get in contact with the space element. And this has a particular result, a good result in the mind, that we become aware of the space element, the mind brightens. This is very good. This happens. It's not like spacing out. It's not like we then lose the ground, so to speak, and space out. It doesn't happen like this. But there is a certain spaciness in the mind, and so this is actually enhanced if by not eating too much, not sleeping too much, these kinds of things. They're being a little bit spacey, just a little bit spacey in the normal sense. We would use that word. They can help us to contact the space element. So if we're in the long term then, we're using the breath to become more aware of the body, a different kind of awareness of the body, very calm. This is where our feelings are, isn't it? So we become aware of the whole body and calming our feelings. Then we're opening up the channel to feelings. We feel more feelings, more different feelings, and we're kind of resetting the dial. So often the reason why we get so stressed is that if something stressful comes along and we feel stressed as a result, but then these feelings persist in our minds, hearts, and we don't reset the dials. We can need to have these kinds of feelings. It's important to have these feelings to inform us. If we don't reset the dials, then they're both confused and also unpleasant to have the feelings just humming away there all the time and unnecessarily. If we make our minds peaceful, we can get good at this. We can do this with just a few breaths, calming the mind, resetting the dials. So I offer that for your reflection.